It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
And it's those pearly whites that may have gotten her all her attention. Is that true, Nia Blewett?
Oh, I hope so.
Nia is with us. Thanks for being here, Nia, first of all. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I know you're busy doing tests, studying, and those kinds of things as a Xavier student. How is that going? And what are you majoring in, by the way?
I am majoring in nursing.
So oh, nice.
I'm in the accelerated ABSN program, and it is a lot of work.
I bet it is. So here you are, just minding your own business, trying to get by, get a college degree. And lo and behold, Nia, you find out that people are using your images over and over again and catfishing people. How did you? Who tipped you off? How did you find out, first of all?
You know, you find out all sorts of different ways. Either someone who thinks that they're dating you will contact you, or they'll try to say, I'm going to report your page because your page is fake. Or, you know, your friends will send stuff to you, or someone has tried to talk to them and they're like, I actually know this person. You're not this person. Or sometimes they'll request to be your friend, or they'll accidentally tag you in a picture or something like that. Or they'll accidentally tag one of your real friends in a picture, not realizing, like, we know each other. We're friends in real life. So, yeah, so many different ways.
Wow. So this was happening from multiple different accounts then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's been happening for a while. So it's definitely happened before nursing school. I was in the military for almost 10 years, and it's happened the entire time I was in the military. I also was a flight attendant for like 7 years. So it's happened a lot with that, just because, you know, you go so many different places. So people just take your photos and, I don't know, come up with these really far out stories for people. So yeah, it's been happening for a while.
And what happens when you're tipped off that this is going on? I mean, what can you do to try to stop the bleeding, so to speak? You know, at this point, your photos are out there everywhere.
Yeah. I report the pages, at the beginning of 2020, I actually reported a page, and I don't know how, when I reported that page, my page got deactivated for being fake. So, and it took me like 3 months to get my page back.
Oh, wow.
You know, you have to go like through this whole like identification process where you send in like a picture with you holding your face next to your ID, and I forget what all else that you have to do, but yeah, like you really have to be careful with that stuff.
So in the times that you found out that you were being catfished over and over, or you weren't being catfished, you were kind of, you know, people were using you to catfish others. Did you ever hear a story where, for instance, somebody got a lot of money stolen or were actually hurt in this?
Yeah, I've had people say things like, you know, I've sent you this much money, or the hurt usually comes from the photos. Well, one, either, you know, they really were in love with this person because they've been talking to them for however many months or years.
Wow.
Without seeing them. But also the hurt from, I sent these really personal photos of myself or videos of myself, and, you know, now I don't know what person actually has that. It's just some random person out there that has it, and I don't know what they're going to do with these photos or videos. Or the hurt can also come from, like you said, I've sent you this much money. You said that your phone bill was going to get cut off, or you couldn't pay your rent, or whatever the situation may be. And it's like, yeah, I'm sorry you weren't talking to me.
We're with Nia Blewett. Nia is someone who has just, I guess her pretty pictures and her pretty face have garnered a lot of attention, and she has been used over and over again in catfishing schemes. And she's hanging out to tell us all the lessons she's learned so you can avoid the hurt, too. More Catfish Talk with Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
Okay, yes, love is in the air because Valentine's Day is here, but you got to be really careful out there. If you think you might have stumbled upon the online love of your life, but something just doesn't smell right, take it from Nia Blewett, who is still with us here, that sometimes it's not everything it seems, and you've been that face for a lot of people because you have been, they've been using your images. And that's what you were just telling us about a minute ago. Do you know of any other stories pertaining to either you or some other people that you've heard about, these catfish stories?
I think the one maybe that sticks out the most, one of my military buddies, his page also gets like a lot of attention and people take his photos a lot. Well, he was deployed for quite some time. He's in the Army. Their deployments are a little bit longer than ours in the Air Force. And I guess multiple women have been catfished by someone who took his photos. Well, our names are on our uniform. So found out where he was based and they contacted the base. When they contacted the base, there's like an internal investigation, like our version of the FBI that's in the military. They call it OSI. So they contacted OSI and they let them know, you know, this is how much money I gave this person. And, you know, it was large amounts of money. Well, he had to shut his Instagram down pending the investigation, you know, because he had to prove that it wasn't him. He had no idea who these women were. And then when they found out who he actually was, they were really upset at him. And he's like, I don't even know who you are.
Wow.
Like, I've never met you. And I'm also deployed. Like, I have no contact. And I don't need money. I don't need it. I have a job.
That just goes to show how involved people get.
Yeah.
And, you know, how far they're willing to go to prove that that is that person.
Mm. I'll tell you a story, okay? Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine, she thought that she was, it was through Match. She thought she was talking to a colonel in the Army. All right. Mm. That to me would have been a flag right away, but he was stationed overseas. He stole the entire identity of an actual colonel in the Army. So everything about it, she was doing checks and trying to see if this was legit. It seemed legit. But then he said he was getting a divorce. He wanted to come back stateside, but he couldn't get the time right now. His leave wouldn't be paid for or something. You know, you would think that you would put all this together and go, okay, this smells. But by then she was so into what she thought was this incredible human being, right? Mm-hmm. She stopped short of sending money when I kind of intervened and said, because his website was not a .gov or a .us. You know, it just stunk. Get this. Ended up, she was not talking to some guy. She was talking to like a 60-year-old woman in a trailer in West Virginia.
No way.
Who was? How did you guys figure that out?
I know. It's so scary. And this woman was hired by some people who do this professionally and try to get money out of people.
It's like a business.
Yeah, but that's so sad. The stuff she would write was like stuff a woman would want to hear.
Yeah.
Is that just so creepy? And she reported it to Match.
Oh, man.
But she felt so like she was just dumb, you know, like she got the wool pulled over and she was embarrassed and hurt and all those things. Isn't that awful?
And the thing is, a lot of times, like, they get people that have these, like, really like great jobs and stuff, or like, you know, like, oh, I'm an astrophysicist, or, you know, I'm a molecular scientist or something like that. And then somehow they always like, something always happens where I'm in Botswana on a, you know, some type of mission and now this is failed and I can't get back. My passport is lost. I don't have access to any of my money, but I have millions of dollars over here.
Yeah.
If you can just get me this many, you know, $2,000-$3,000 so I can get home, then like, that'd be great. And I'll come and I'll see you and I love you. It's always the story.
So
some
sad.
Really easy things, because military is such a huge target. Like, literally, I don't think I have one friend that's in the military that has not had their pictures stolen.
Weird.
And one of the easiest ways to know with military, like, I mean, if you're not military, it's kind of hard. But when you are military, it's like, you can ask really simple questions like, oh, what's your MOS? Anyone in the military, that's like the most basic military jargon. Like, what's your job?
Oh,
one of the profiles of me that are up on, I think it's on LinkedIn, they say that I'm in the Air Force, but that I went to West Point. Like, West Point is for the Air Force. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, let's do this. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more to Nia, and she has some suggestions for everybody out there so this does not happen to you. That's next. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi.
That's right. And with us, Nia Blewett. Nia has been telling us quite the tale of how easy it is to be the victim of catfishing and how she didn't even know, but people were stealing her photos everywhere. Putting them everywhere, which I gotta be honest, is a little bit of a flattering thing. But Nia, let's do this because we've told some great tales and sadly there's always a sad story behind them. But can you give people what you would suggest as preventative ways so that this does not happen to them?
The very first thing that everyone needs to remember is that it is 2021. And their camera is not broken. If they say that their camera is broken, they're lying. If they're saying that I can't talk to you right now because I'm in XYZ location, they're lying. It's not them. You can always ask them to send you a picture or a video. Although now they are able to Photoshop in hands with signs saying whatever it is that you're asking them to say. And they do videos with voiceovers. So you need to pay attention. If it looks fake, 9 times out of 10, it is fake.
Wow. But that's such a good point. Even if, like, say they're vacationing or something and they can't get back to you or traveling for work, I think during COVID times, too, you could raise an eyebrow, like, are you really traveling?
Or in the military.
Right.
You know? Interesting.
Huh. So, okay. So we got that. What else? What are be some other little red flags, do you think?
Other red flags is if you look on their pictures and it's the same, like, little thing, like, account that's commenting, or if it's, like, bots that are commenting on their pictures. Also, sometimes when you just look at the pictures, you can tell that they didn't take that. Like, maybe the way that they cropped it, it just looks funny. I bet your daughter knows what I'm talking about. Like, sometimes
like the quality.
People, like, feel... Yeah, the quality is off, or just the way that they, like, do it is weird.
Yeah. And then, of course, too, there should never be anybody asking you for money.
I think that's the number one, also. Along with the camera, it's always going to come right down to money, which is going to be asked for pretty soon after you guys start talking. Or they're going to fall in love super quick. You know, if someone looks like a supermodel, you know, there's this hot 25-year-old supermodel, like, he's not falling in love, you know, in 1 week with, you know, some grandma in West Virginia that, you know, is living off of SSI and wants to take all of her SSI checks. Like, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
It is so true. These are all incredible tips and sadly good reminders. They all just seem so simple.
Yeah.
Like, duh, why didn't I think of that?
But it's good to hear out loud. And I wonder if we have some listeners that are like, oh boy, that sounds familiar. Something going on now. But hopefully you prevented some listeners from having this happen to them.
Yeah, I hope so. Do not send money. I cannot say that enough. Don't send money. Do not send any pictures or videos. Those are, I think, the top two things that people reach out to me about. And they're like, well, they ask me, you know, how do you think I can get that stuff back? Like, I don't know, because I don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
Well,
and there's nothing that the police or anything can do about it if you know, report it. I've had people tell me that they've called the police to report it, but the thing is they willingly gave the money. So if you willingly give, you're not required. They're not required to give that back to you at all.
Oh boy, that hurts. Nia, you've been so enlightening and this is so good to talk to you and tell people how they can follow you and not catfish you, but how can they find you? Because you do a lot of, you're an influencer and you do a lot of other things and look at you going for your nursing degree and all. Incredible. So how can people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram. My handle is DimplesQueen. _NINIBLU.
Okay.
DimplesQueen _NiniBlue.
NiniBlue. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. It's been great talking to you.
Yes.
And we'll be hitting you up here soon because you're going to have to bail me out of a lot of broken hearts.
Thanks, Nia.
Thank you. You too. Be safe.
You too. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Pepsi from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
And should we do it again? I think just to regroup, we'll give them some more love. Ready?
Your kisses are creepy.
No wonder I have no one in my life.
I really hope you don't make that noise.
The other day, somebody asked me to make like a kissy face for a photo. And then she was laughing so hard. She's like, why are you a monkey right now? I'm like, it's been so long, I forget how to kiss.
Aww, that is so depressing.
But if there's a single monkey out there, you just found the love of your life.
Anyway. And she kisses like a, Lord, what are they called?
What?
Shoot. What are those bears? Mwah. I can picture it. They're colorful.
A Care Bear?
A Care Bear.
I kiss like a Care Bear.
Oh, man. What were you talking about?
I don't remember. But just anyway, kidding. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day. For
love
those
is
of you.
In the air, girl.
Yeah, love is in the air for some, you know.
And then there's me.
Yeah. And for those that love is in the air, did that love begin at first sight or maybe not so much?
Is it such a thing?
Is it real? Uh-huh. Can you look at someone and fall in love? What do you think?
Yeah, because I have a pillow of George Clooney. It's a full body pillow upstairs that Cameron gave me. And I'm pretty sure I fell in love.
Yeah. Well, it's George Clooney. Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. I don't know. I think there's a infatuation and attraction, but is it love? I don't know. So you've done some digging.
I think you're exactly right. You can fall into infatuation and it might be really, you know, strong, heavy infatuation, but kind of an interesting article by Psychology Today. So love at first sight isn't just biased memory. People really do report experiencing this love at first sight feeling. It's that strong initial attraction. But the counter argument is that that's not love. You know, that's not commitment and sacrifice and all those things that go into the true meaning of love.
Right.
It's just that initial connection. But they're saying that that could be true.
And it also could be the incredible surprise that comes with meeting somebody you've been talking to on a dating site and they actually look like their picture.
Right.
Well, I'm so in love right now. You look like that person.
Thank goodness. Yeah. No, but even so, that's a little different, I think, because you've had that emotional introduction.
Okay, you're talking, boom, ran into you.
I'm talking, I'm look across the bar, see the person, and instant.
That's it. Okay.
Yes. So, shocker. You're more likely to feel love at first sight with beautiful people because it's just that superficial.
It is.
We are surface level. Oh. Ooh, you have pretty teeth. That's what they're talking about. I like this fact. Men report love at first sight more than women.
Now, that's because you know why men are so visual.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Much more than women.
It says researchers actually aren't sure why this happens.
Well, they need to call me. I know why this is happening.
It says that women might be less inclined to this experience because they're more selective in whom they might date. A man, for example, reports this experience with multiple potential partners.
Duh.
But whether this translates into an actual relationship is another thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Love this one. Love at first sight isn't always mutual.
I have heard that over and over again. I believe that.
It's typically one-sided. It suggests that shared instant love actually is not very common.
Kind of
interesting.
Very interesting.
And love at first sight, like I mentioned, is not really love. It's love at first infatuation. So I think we should have left it to the expert, Sean Ireland. You could have led this one.
Could have saved you 4 minutes, people. Nobody asked me. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Well, what a coinky dink that we would be talking about this with Cindy Robinson, the owner of Avola Lanza Hair Studio in Grandview. And she's here. Hi, girl.
Hello.
I'm very dismayed. I'm very perturbed right now. And it's all because of Gen Y. XYZ. Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen Z.
There's so many gens, I can't keep track of them.
Yeah.
Sydney, tell what you knew about it, and then Cindy will talk to you about your thoughts.
I really didn't know about it. I heard through some coworkers of mine, but basically what's gone on, it's gone viral. Gen Zs have come out and said that millennials can't give up their side parted hair and they can't give up their skinny jeans. And they're just, these are signs that they're millennials. It's signs that they're old. And it sparked this millennial versus Gen Z back and forth on TikTok. It's hilarious. The millennials are like, I'm going to listen to these kids who just ate Tide Pods a couple of years ago. This is ridiculous. So anyways, it's this whole thing. But we had to call in the expert, the hair expert, Cindy. What do you think of this conversation? I personally part my hair to the side almost all the time. It's like rare that I do a middle part.
So do I, because I think, oh, you know, seriously, Cindy, I think even my cowlicks are receding. I'm very, very concerned about the center part thing.
Oh, could also be known as menopausal hair there.
Oh, quiet. Shush. So let's talk about, you heard about it too through your daughter, right?
I did. We were in a dressing room shopping and she brought it up about not being able to let her skinny jeans go. And then she brought, you know, the bit about the TikTok and the side part. And I got a kick out of it because she was referring to herself as being old now. Millennials are worried about just being old and a younger generation telling them.
Calling them out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so who can wear a center part?
Yeah.
It's somebody with a normal to smaller forehead and a cute butt.
Okay.
Because think about it. If you have a center part, and I myself have Italian in me, mm-hmm. and I don't have the cute little button nose, so if I would wear a center part and without any volume, and it'll just make that nose look like a big long slope. And, you know, so where do you want your attention? Do you want your attention toward your eyes, or do you want your attention towards your nose? I always believe in accentuating our positives.
Yes.
Interesting.
Minimizing our negatives.
Huh.
So with the side part, you know, if your hair's gone to the side, it kind of brings an attractiveness to your eyes and takes it off that center, that center view.
Yeah.
So who can wear it? Not all Gen Zs. They can't all wear it in the middle either.
They're trying to.
I'm just going to say it.
That's hysterical. Well, it's good to know. And I don't have to worry so much then about trying to work out this receding calic.
In anticipation of this segment, I did part Sean's hair down the middle, and I'm not so sure that it's her look.
It's not my look. Let's just say that.
With all due respect, Mom.
Oh, whatever. All right. Okay, we're going to come back, right, Cindy. We want to know what's going to be on trend. I don't think I'm pulling off that center part. Maybe you have other ideas for how to look cool and trendy in 2021. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Cindy Robinson, owner of Avola Lanza, is with us. We just debunked this craziness that says we all have to have a center part. Ridiculous, I say.
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. But so if we're not going to go that route, but yet we want to be on trend for 2021, Cindy, give us some help. What are we supposed to be doing this year?
Okay, so actually, bangs are back. I used to tease about bangs being the new Botox. It was less expensive. Well, bangs are back in, whether it's a full bang, a short pixie bang, or the curtain bang is super big right now. It allows everybody, not everybody, but almost everybody, to use that center part and have a little more volume, mm-hmm. and give an attractiveness to the eyes. If you don't want it on the nose, a soft curtain bang, you know, because it'll end, you know, just below your eyelashes and push over a little bit. So that is attractive with the center part for sure. But yeah, and then even the loose wave is in, but even looser. Almost so you look like you don't have to do anything with it. You just, I you know, like the less you have to do with your hair, the better. And girls are wearing the hats, you know, the Carhartt hats, and and hair accessories are helping along with that as well. They're making a big comeback. So that's pretty much what's on trend. All lengths, less is best, and that bang in any way you want to put them.
You just cut my little baby bangs, and I love them, Cindy. I love them.
I did.
Yeah.
And it looks cute with the side part, too, doesn't it?
It's so fun. I think I have the bang fever now. I'm going to have to keep trimming up.
If you want to get bangs, how do you do it and not look like a 1960s English drummer? All of a sudden, you're a member of the Beatles or something weird. I don't know.
You go to a bowl, Lanza.
You know what? There's nothing worse than too short of a bang.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's biggest fear. So if you have a little bit of cowlick, but you really want that bang, you know, leave a little weight, make it a little thicker, and then kind of long enough that you can kind of put a little brush to them that they're not poker straight down, like you said, a drummer in the band, but something that they're long enough that you can push to the side a smidge and still look like they're full bang.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But that weight, a thicker bang will give it weight, so it helps hold those cowlicks and stuff down.
And you know, what about guys? What's up? What's in for them?
Oh my gosh, you know, the perm hair.
Do you really think? I don't like. Do you like that? What do you think about that?
I think it's fun for sure. Mm-hmm. Anything that you can do to bring texture to somebody that has poker straight hair and to take control of cowlicks, that's kind of fun. It doesn't have to be the poodle one, but definitely something that'll bring texture to the hair. And I kind of like it.
I like it like the
brown. I like the longer hair.
The Bradley Cooper kind of wave, that's cute.
Oh, yes.
But, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, but when when it's coming down, like down to their, like below their collar and such, you know, and it's all curly, and you can tell it's a perm, that is a little, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I still want my skinny jeans.
The perm that they're getting, though, is they're getting the clipper cut up, and just the top is permed, literally like a poodle.
Yeah.
The poof.
Are we saying no to the poof?
I'm kind of saying no to the poof. I'd probably like a Bradley Cooper look myself.
I think we'd all like that.
On that.
Exactly. Too fun. Yeah. All right. So we think we've got it figured out. Whether or not we can pull it off, that's another story. And if anybody wants.
Yeah.
I was about to say, Sid, you could totally pull off a center part with a curtain bang.
It looks good.
Thank
you.
It looks really cute on her.
I need to mix it in. I'm a creature of habit, but I got to keep up with the trends, I guess.
Find out all about Avola Lanza at avolalanza.com. And that's where we go, obviously. Mm-hmm. Cindy's good people. All right, Cindy, take care.
All right. You too, guys. Bye.
Thanks. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by affordablecleaningsolutions.org.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the upside of this virtual Valentine's Day is that maybe you don't have to clean your house. You can just be in the corner of a room and turn your camera on.
Are you spying on me?
I have some super cute ideas. If maybe you're just starting to date that person and Valentine's Day is a little awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It, with COVID too, you can't necessarily go out, or a lot of people aren't comfortable with that yet. So some virtual date ideas, and I actually really like these.
Okay.
Get to know each other a little deeper via Spotify or iTunes. So swap each other's favorite songs, listen to those, or maybe even take it a step further and ask that person, is there a song that reminds you of me?
Huh.
Or is there a song that you like because of a story in your life or something that you relate to? And kind of swap those songs.
That's good. I've got to think of what it would be, but I don't have anybody, so I'm okay right now.
That's good. Number two, love this. I've done this. Hire a virtual chef or attend a virtual cooking class together.
That's cute.
So, yeah. Me and my boyfriend did that. So much fun.
Then you have a chef on the other end.
On the other end.
Cooking together.
Yeah, and you might think, watch a YouTube video or something, but he was actually really engaging and it was a lot of fun.
Good.
So, good idea. Assess your compatibility. So, take a test online together while you are Zooming or FaceTiming or something.
And then you find out you're not compatible at all, and then all of a sudden the screen goes blank.
Yeah, and then run. But kind of an interesting one. Take your love language test together.
That's good.
We
I
just
like
talked
that.
About also the apology
right.
language. Uh-huh. So maybe take that test. But obviously swap your results, you know,
yeah.
chat about what it means to you. Arrange a virtual fancy date night. So maybe it's black tie. It sounds kind of silly, but it's I think it's fun, especially if you're in different locations too. Maybe set the table. Get a little dressed up.
Don't throw on a wedding dress, girls. That'll be a little too much. A little forward.
Just even for Valentine's Day, just a little much. Start a recipe exchange. Cute.
With your guy or girl?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, you know, swap your family's favorites.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Play online games together. We've seen that.
A lot
that.
Of people are doing that.
Yes. And they're doing it like... couple to couple, like almost a double date type thing.
That's interesting. And then there's also they're watching movies together, but, you know, so you're on your whatever mode of participation you want, and then you guys are both watching the exact same show, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about it, and you're just, like, with each other in the room. It's kind of weird, but I'm hearing people are doing this. Like, I just watched, they're saying this, like, they watch a whole movie, each of them just sitting there.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
You do?
Yeah, with my boyfriend.
Is it weird?
No, it's awesome.
And what do you say in the middle
of it? So you literally, the weird part is you have to time it perfectly or you hear the audio get messed up. But you just sit there like you would and watch a movie.
How do you time it perfectly?
Like 1, 2, 3, play.
And it works.
And it'll work, yeah.
Yeah.
No it sounds
you
so silly.
Never answer my calls.
Yeah, that's probably
why. Now I know
because
2 hours at a time you're doing this.
It sounds silly, but when you have that long distance relationship and you don't always want to spend hours just like talking on the phone, it's nice to put something on. Like usually if you were together, you would be just hanging out.
Yeah,
so
that is cute.
It's a cute idea. Hmm. That was one of the tips. This is a Cosmopolitan article, was to binge watch the same show, chat about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe do a workout class online together.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. So some cute, helpful hints.
Aww.
Some things to do virtually.
I have an idea.
What?
Because nothing breeds love more than listening to our podcast with your significant other.
Sean and Sid. Just feel good radio.
All the feels. All right. So there are many places for you to do that. Sydney, social media.
Yes. We changed our Instagram handle for the better. So it's simply Sean and Sid.
Crazy, right?
Sean and Sid. Woohoo. Got that down. SeanandSid.com. You can find our Wind Down with Sean and Sid videos if you want to see the faces behind these voices.
Yeah. Sydney Center Park will be prominently displayed. So make sure you check that out.
For worse or better.
Uh-huh. So we've got all that. And you can also always follow our radio shows there. And don't forget to iTunes and Spotify, great place for the podcast. So thanks for being with us. In a couple of weeks, we've got a big announcement.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so you're going to want to be in the loop for that one because all the cool kids are in the know because they listen to us. Have a great week.
We appreciate you.